Hello everyone, you're about to waste half an hour of your valuable time on episode 1907 of Emma's House Music, and we couldn't be more thankful to you for tuning in. Six new indie pop tracks plus one that's a little older, making for a very relaxed, USA-centered show today, perfect for a mild summer night, ideally nudging a gin and tonic. Well, at least this is how I imagine you right now, dear listener. If you're not, you should take a hard look at yourself. Anyway, let's get things rolling with a lush little tune and 125 seconds of pop perfection from a band called Small Crush. They're from Oakland in California, have been going since 2017, and are about to release their self-titled debut LP next month. We are opening proceedings today with a song from that album called Signal Dreams. Here's Small Crush.
If I'm asleep or awake, what difference does it make if you're not here with me? I would rather be living in a dream. That's the only way I could get close to you. And I know I can be stuck in this haze forever, but I can't stop picturing us together.
Signal Dreams by Small Crush from their debut album that's going to be out on Asian Man Records at the end of July. Our next song is also from the US and it gives us a chance to champion another source where to find good music. We discovered our next band via a blog site called The Grey Estates, which basically consists of Lauren regularly and very passionately recommending new indie music to you. She's at thegreyestates, all in one word, .com. So the band we found via Lauren are called the Sonderbombs from Cleveland, Ohio. Coming up is the Sonderbombs' new single. At the very beginning, you hear a sample from the Lady Gaga documentary of her saying, "My threshold for like every bullshit with men is that I don't have one anymore." And this is what the song is called. I don't have one anymore.
My threshold for like bullshit with men is just I don't have one anymore.
Take a break from standing.
epic new Sonderbaum single I Don't Have One Anymore, out now on the usual digital platforms. Next up, we have yet another US-based project. Going back to California, in San Francisco, we find accomplished artist and musician Glenn Donaldson. Donaldson was in many bands over the years and has always had his own little bedroom DIY, lovely home recording jangle project under the name The Reds, Pinks and Purples. They currently churn out at least one great single per month, and our next track is of the latest one of these, with a great guitar riff. Here's The Reds, Pinks and Purples with City Gardens. Pinks and Purples with City Gardens there. An album from them is reportedly on its way and should be out later this year. Now it's time to talk about one of the more notable comebacks of recent years in indie pop. It's time to talk about a German pop label called A Turntable Friend. They had a great run of precious releases in the 90s and folded in 1999. In 2017, Ulrich Hoffmann decided to resurrect his label, and A Turntable Friend subsequently did some very good singles and reissues, but it was only last month that the label returned properly and with a loud bang, releasing three brilliant albums of new music at the same time. The first LP since 1988 by Kentish post-punk legends The Claim, an album by Liverpool pop veteran Paul Den Heyer, and finally a new album by Big Tide, which is the project of a Leeds-based musician called Ben Thomas. Big Tide combine West Coast sunshine rock with expert jangle pop in a way that is proving that you don't have to be from Scotland to do this kind of thing. You're going to hear the second single from Big Tide's album. It's called When the Tide Turns. It's a song about a love affair turning sour, and it's a song where, quite literally, enough is enough. Here's Big Tide.
When we first met, I think you thought I was cool. I'd act and laugh and joke and try and pull.
Tide Turns by Big Tide from their album Sink or Swim, out now on A Turntable Friend Records. After this nod to a resurrected record label, we'll play a song from a very new label next. They're a Cornish South African collaboration, I believe. They call themselves Subjangle Records and have started out this year. One of their releases is a CD collection of the songs of the Hanna Barberas, a new jangle pop band from the UK. The CD, Get Physical, was released last month and it seems to already be sold out. So if you want to buy some Hanna Barberas music, you'll have to make do with the digital releases. Here's what they sound like. This is I Like You in Blue.
Yeah.
I Like You in Blue off their Get Physical CD, which is now sold out on Subjangle Records. Closing our selection of six new tracks for today is a song that may not be considered particularly radio-friendly, but then again, this isn't proper radio, is it? So we can do pretty much whatever we want to. And while I don't know a lot about music theory, I do recognize a great song when our paths cross, and this next one surely is great. It's a slow piano ballad from Joanna Sternberg, a New York songwriter. Her album is called Then I Try Some More. I believe it is her first, and it's out in July on the Reliable Team Love Records. It might take a moment to adjust to her rather unusual voice, but I do love this track. Joanna Sternberg with This Is Not Who I Want to Be. This Is Not Who I Want to Be, some beautiful music from Joanna Sternberg's upcoming LP. So that's it with new songs for today, but of course we want to finish the show on a somewhat less somber note. Our finishing track from way back on this episode isn't very old and in fact comes from a retrospective CD that's just been released. The band are called Theatre Royale. They're based in Medway, east of London, and have been together for almost a decade now, but I'd sadly never heard of them until their singles compilation was released last month and made the rounds on Twitter. It's a brilliant 22-song CD, and for the end of this episode, we picked a track from 2014 called What Was That Sound? By Theatre Royale. That's it for today. We hope you enjoyed our selection. If you did, please tune in again for the next episode next month. And if not, find us on Twitter at @amos_house and tell us we're crap. Thank you either way. Take care, try to buy some music instead of streaming it, and be nice.
Take it as it comes.